This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Big tech players like Google, Airbnb, and Uber are trying to get into the lobbying game. So is the video game industry. More and more game makers are concerned about the government's sway over issues like online privacy and net neutrality. And they have a bit of a secret weapon when they're trying to level up in Washington's lobbying world. Millions of gamers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this report.
How do we best tell this to policymakers?
We're in a strategy meeting in Washington's trendy Chinatown, listening to the voice of video game makers in Washington, Eric Huey, Donkey Kong champion, Madden addict, and now chief lobbyist for the Entertainment Software Association, the main trade group for the gaming business in Washington.
I feel like Mario, the fix-it man, the plumber, making sure that the things flow correctly. But I think more often than not, I feel like Sonic the Hedgehog running around with frenetic energy.
Okay. All right, rock and roll.
Got it.
Huey and his staff have just finished discussing a plan to highlight gaming industry jobs in congressional districts. Now Huey is off to the corridors of Capitol Hill, first to visit Congressman Joe Garcia, a Democrat from Florida.
How are you, Congressman?
All right, we're good.
Good to see you.
How are
things? Doing all right?
Doing well.
Appreciate you taking the time.
You can.
Members of Congress listened to Huey. The Center for Responsive Politics says the Entertainment Software Association spent almost $5.5 million on lobbying in 2013.
That's pretty serious lobbying money.
Vivica Novak is the center's spokeswoman. Scrolling through spending reports, Novak says there was a spike in the video game lobby spending as Congress considered a bill mandating research into whether violent video games cause actual violence.
So almost half of their reports in 2013 mentioned the Violent Content Research Act. It's clearly something they were very concerned about.
The bill is now stalled in the Senate. The video game industry has lobbied on online piracy and privacy, too. And they're not just relying on shoe leather. They're trying to get gamers to help make their case online, but it's not easy, according to Andrew Roche, the founder of Personal Democracy Media and chairman of an annual conference on politics and technology.
Yeah, it's a little bit like herding cats with a dog in the room.
Gamers don't always support the tech lobby's positions. Still, Eric Huey says his association has organized about 600,000 gamers into a group called the Video Game Voters Network. When a congressman recently made disparaging remarks about gaming, Huey says thousands of the video voters responded.
4,000 constituents calling in. That's quite powerful.
Huey says when it works, the Video Game Voters Network can be a potent weapon, an advantage over other lobbyists who don't have such an active online base that's used to combat, at least in video games. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.